63 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ryan.
Well, things closed a little bit lower yesterday for corn and beans. What are we seeing so far today?
Okay, we're back higher here this morning. The grains were higher pretty much overnight, all night, and led by soybeans. Right now we have the December corn at 357 3/4. That's up 2.5. The November beans are at 971.5. That's up 2.75. And the December wheat is at 440.25. That's up 3 cents. We look out here and we look for the week. We've got corn up about 4 cents right now. Soybeans are up about 26 cents for the week. And wheat is down 5 for the week. So we've had a pretty decent week here overall on the commodities, on the grains. Crude oil is weaker, but heating oil is up. It's been very volatile. Heating oil or diesel and gasoline both have been very volatile here with the storm going through Florida. Gold's higher. Gold's up to about the highest level it's been in over 12 months. The dollar is trading sharply lower again today. It's at a new low for the current move right now. That is helping us on the export side of things, and we had the export sales out this morning because of the holiday on Monday. They came out on Friday instead of coming out on the typical Thursday, and they were very good for corn and soybeans. We did have pretty good carryover sales, so not a lot of old crop cancellations as we move into the new crop year, but the sales carried over. Mexico is negotiating. The NAFTA talks are ongoing. They're trying to get some eggs, chicken, dairy products, the ability to import those. I think that we've really seen Mexico very active in the corn market here on importing corn from the United States, and there could be various reasons for that, but I think that's probably a good sign. China imported about 8.45 million metric tons of corn, soybeans in August, which is up about 10%. And we've been seeing that on the bean side of it with China, and I think we'll continue to see that. So right now we're trying to stabilize these markets after a big downturn after that August report. We have a new crop report out next week, and I think that this week goes quite a ways to help us stabilize the market.
All right, Bill, well, we appreciate the update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, checking on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 78 degrees, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 53, mostly sunny for the day tomorrow at a high of 75. Clear tomorrow night down to 47 for the low, and mostly sunny for Sunday, a high of 74 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 63 degrees at 9 o'clock.